Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are back in the studio here. So this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We have been, I guess, kind of promoted now. We were doing this show on KBA 106 HD2, and because how well the show was doing there, we took a little hiatus because of COVID. Now we're back, and we have been promoted to the main KBA dial.
We have been promoted, and now our listeners all over Southeast Georgia get to hear us in all kind of towns: Brunswick, Woodbine, St. Mary's, Kingsland, Yulee, Folkston, maybe even over in Nahunna. Who knows? Fernandina Beach. All these towns get to listen to me carve you up like a Thanksgiving turkey every Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, one thing that we want to do is we certainly want to thank the listenership for bringing us this opportunity, and, you know, the show keeps growing and growing, so obviously we're doing something right, but thank you guys for acknowledging that we're doing something right. Today, we're going to, in this opening segment, we're going to break down, fittingly, with us now coming back, Camden County football and what their schedule looks like.
This is going to be a good football team this year. A lot of Division I football prospects on that roster. Headlined by Micah Morris, committed to the University of Georgia, a four-star offensive tackle. And he's going to continue the long line of great offensive lineman Kirby Smart has been bringing through that program in the last few years.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
All right, so Camden County, you talk about a murderer's row schedule.
They got a tough schedule, but they have taken their lumps. You know, Coach Spire, when he first got here, 2017, Camden had hit probably near an all-time low in football. He had to rebuild this thing from the ground up. And now in 2020, the Cats are ready to get back on par to where they have been maybe a decade or so ago.
Columbia, they open with. They're supposed to go to Rebalt. We'll see about that game. If any game gets canceled, maybe that game, maybe the Oak Leaf game as well. We'll see how that goes.
They're not losing to any one of those three teams you just mentioned.
Both the Oak Leaf and Rebalt games, of course, out of state in Florida.
Yeah.
Or Florida team. So we'll see how their schedule lines up, because remember, the GHSA, Georgia High School Association, has moved the football season back
2 weeks.
2 weeks, where everything's going to start on September the 4th. Don't really know what the Florida folks have done. And if they haven't, it's not going to line up with what the schedule was originally made to be.
I talked to a friend of mine yesterday down in Central Florida.
Friends?
Yeah, I've got quite a few, actually.
Huh.
But we're talking about football right now. And he told me that there's still a lot of decisions that need to be made on high school football in the state of Florida, because he's a referee, and they've been meeting with the officials and things like that, trying to come up with a plan on how to have a football season. So a lot of things still have to be worked out in the state of Florida.
So you're looking at Columbia, at Rebalt, Glen Academy, Marietta, Oak Leaf, Coffee, Warner Robins, Tift County, Lowndes, Colquitt.
That is a Camden plays in the SEC of high school football. Region 1, 7A with Colquitt, Lowndes, Camden, and Tift. there's only four teams in the region, and that is the toughest region in the state of Georgia. I don't care what anybody says.
And what stinks, if you're in that region, the way that the playoff system is set up, no matter how well you do, if you don't win a region game in a four-team region, you don't make the playoffs. Tift County's found that out. Well, Camden found that out the hard way a few years back, but recently here, Tift County has been the victim of that rule.
Well, let me tell you who's not going to be a victim in 2020, and that'll be the Camden County Wildcats. They're going to have a good football team. They're going to beat Tift. The Lowndes game, I don't know. Lowndes is going to be a tough one. I think they can go get Colquitt. I think they can win that football game.
I think I'm with you. Lowndes is going to be a tough win. All right, so let's just put that out there. It's going to be a tough win for Camden. Camden's going to be a really good football team. They're going to be a power in 7A. Colquitt County, with everything that has gone down there recently, they have seen a few of their play. A few, by what I mean,
it's
good
called
many.
Recruiting. This we're on the radio. We got promoted to the big time here at K-Bay. We're on the main station, 106.3. We don't need to sugarcoat things.
There have been a lot of players from Colquitt that have somehow made an exodus to Valdosta.
They were recruited.
You can common denominator whatever you want to, but there is a common denominator where a lot of Colquitt players have ended up at Valdosta. You do the math.
It's called recruiting. That's what it's called, Jason. That is what it's called.
So because Colquitt has lost this mass of players, I don't think that program is as good or as deep as it has been, and I think they are susceptible, and I think this is the year that Camden gets them. Here's a statistic for you. 2-7. Camden is 2-7 in that region since it was implemented, and the only two wins that Camden has, both of them are against Tift. Camden has yet to beat Colquitt or Lowndes since that region was formed. I think this is the year they get Colquitt.
I think they get Colquitt. Lowndes is going to be tough. I'm thinking I got the Cats going 9-1 in the regular season.
With the loss to Lowndes?
With the loss to Lowndes, going into state playoffs as a number 2 seed. There is a trap game on that schedule. They play Coffee, and they play Warner Robins in back-to-back weeks, and they travel to Warner Robins, and I'm worried about that football game. If you're a Camden fan, that's a game that you kind of worry about. Warner Robins is no joke.
We'll see Coffee and Camden in the very next segment when we get to the Jason Bishop High School football preseason power rankings.
And listeners, if you haven't listened to this show before, throw every logical thought out the window when you hear this poll.
So, well, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
I have a formula.
Yeah, say it one more time for our listeners.
So just because I have Team X ranked ahead of Team Y, I'm not saying that Team X can beat Team Y. What I'm saying is that Team X has done better in their schedule to that point than what Team Y has done. Now, unfortunately, with this being a preseason ranking, I can't use that formula, but I have adjusted another formula to be able to come up with these preseason rankings, which includes what they did from last year, what I think they're going to do this year, then the returning players, who their coach is, how many students they have, and what their mascot looks like.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Man, you bring us back with the NWO theme. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on 106.3 KBay. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Mets bullpen is the new Braves bullpen. The Marlins need some healthy players. Don't look now, but Alabama has landed 3 5-star recruits since June. Ole Miss linebacker Sam Williams suspended indefinitely due to sexual battery charges. So, Sam, even if they play football this season, you won't. Jags, trade him already. I'm talking about Leonard Fournette. He is about to get paid, and he will ask for all of the Jacksonville bridges. Brian Snicker, how about you grow a pair, and if you're going to DFA a guy, tell him face-to-face. Now that Pat Mahomes is an owner for the Royals, will he teach their players how to throw no-look pitches? Then again, I think the Royals are already doing that. Write this down. Nick Markakis opts out after 2 weeks. The U.S. Open will be played without fans. Hopefully, no fights with the cameramen either. No more free passes for Notre Dame. They will get destroyed by Clemson, just like an official ACC team. Why does no one that signs with the Jaguars ever want to stay in Jacksonville? Hashtag dumpster fire. The millions of Georgia Tech fans in Atlanta are upset that Georgia wiggled off their schedule. The Umbrella Academy returns. Yes, yes, yes. And these are my thoughts.
Millions of fans, Georgia Tech fans in the Atlanta metro area. That's a direct quote from you, correct?
Atlanta is full of Georgia Tech fans.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
On a regular Saturday at Bobby Dodd.
They just don't come to the game.
MARTA is loaded with Georgia Tech jackets.
Only when Georgia's there. When Georgia comes to town, Bobby Dodd sells out. In fact, if you want a Tech season ticket package, you probably could look in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in the sports page and probably order your season ticket package for Georgia Tech football.
Why are you being so critical of the Georgia Tech?
I've seen the advertisement in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution before. You don't have to be a hater.
Listen, you can, if you miss any of the show, it will stream on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We'll probably have a Twitter question up shortly. Bishop_show. Also, on Facebook Live, you can check us out, Bishop Media Sports Network, as well as the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Find us on Facebook. Give us a like. We would appreciate that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
Despite of everything. The world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, or telling dad thank you for everything. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so now we get to that illustrious point where I give you the Jason Bishop preseason high school football top 10 power rankings.
Buckle up.
According to me,
Jason Bishop. According to you, and only your logic is applied. Let's hear it.
Okay, so in at number 10, clocking into the top 10 power rankings for the first time in at least a few years, the MCA Buccaneers at number 10.
MCA checks in at number 10. They had a good bounce back season, made the playoffs last year, and they're only going to get better.
And don't be surprised if MCA is playing on the final weekend of the season.
Well, they're at number 10 right now, so we'll start them there.
Okay, at number 9, the Coffee County Trojans. They're going to be a force in 5A.
Coffee County's going to be a force in 5A, but they can only crack the preseason poll at number 9.
At number 8, Clinch County.
Clinch. Single A Clinch ranked over 5A Coffee. Okay.
Again.
Explain this.
Again, see, this is what you like to do. I'm not saying that a team ranked ahead of a certain team can beat that team. What I'm saying is that I expect them to do better with what's on their schedule.
Because Clint's definitely is not beating Coffee on a football field.
Nor am I saying they can.
Okay.
At number 7, the Camden County Wildcats.
Wow. We just went through Camden, picked them to go 9-1, and they can only make 7 on the preseason poll? Listeners in Kingsland, St. Mary's, call in and complain, please.
There is a number.
Just call it. I mean,
I'll get it to you later.
Right there, I'm ready to just do like this here and just toss it in the wastebasket.
Yeah, well, you do that. At number 6, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
The Richmond Hill Wildcats have made a Jason Bishop poll. They couldn't crack a poll last year when they made it to the Final Four, but now they're in a preseason poll this year. Final poll after beating Valdosta last year and losing in 6A, with 4 teams left in the classification, they could not make the Jason Bishop final rankings last year. I'm glad that you listened to all those complaints from up Richmond Hill.
Well, this is what I'll say about it. You lost 4 games. Don't lose 4 games and expect to be in my poll. Done.
They beat Valdosta, who you had ranked like 3.
And then when Valdosta lost, they moved down.
To 4 or whatever.
Well, they moved down.
Yeah.
At number 5, the Ware County Gators.
The Ware County Gators.
Ware's going to be a state title contender.
They're going to be good. That's a tough region. That region that Ware, County, Coffee, and Warner Robins and Veterans High are in, that is a tough 5A region.
Wayne's a really good football team, and I think they're probably the 5th best team in the region.
That's going to be tough for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
At number 4, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta Wildcats.
They've gotten a ton of new players.
Yes, they have recruited from Colquitt County and in surrounding areas. That's what they do.
They've got a ton of new players coming in.
Okay.
At number 3, despite of all the players that Valdosta has coming in, at number 3, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes is going to be in just about every top 10 you'll see from.
They have to be.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
Yeah. All right, at number 2, the Pierce County Bears.
Wow. Just wow.
Pierce is going to be legit.
Wow.
They are going to be a state championship contender.
Wow.
You're excited about that.
All I can say is wow.
You're excited
when
about
I'm
that.
Looking at Pierce County ranked ahead of all these other teams. You've got Pierce County ranked at number 2.
Yeah.
And from 3 to 10... there's 2 teams they can beat, maybe.
Again, you want to do that. That's
I'm
not what I'm doing. I'm not saying that.
People with common sense do that. That's how they do. That's how they. People with common sense look at these polls and say who can beat who.
But I'm telling you, that's not what I'm doing here. So I'm throwing that out in advance. Like, okay. That's not what I'm doing.
And obviously, our listeners are going to say, well, what is he doing? But explain the algorithms again.
Well, I'll explain it later.
Okay.
At number one, the number one team, according to the Jason Bishop High School Football Preseason Power Rankings, Irwin County.
Irwin County, defending state champion. They jump in at number one.
So I'll recap for you.
Hmm.
At number 10, MCA. Number 9, Coffee. Number 8, Clinch. 7, Camden. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Ware County. 4, Valdosta. 3, Lowndes. 2, Pierce. And 1, Irwin County. That's my preseason wow. High school football top 10 power rankings.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. Where's Wayne County, Glenn Academy, and Brunswick High School? Well, thank you. I guess we got to go to break now.
Well, they're not on the list.
Okay.
Well, am I supposed to have them on the list?
I mean it's your poll. I mean, people listen to this show, they understand it's the way you do polls, so it's no surprise to them.
I will tell you that there are several teams that are on the cusp just looking in. Valwood, Pinewood, Brunswick High, and Frederica all just barely missed the cut.
No Bullock County? Bullock Academy?
And Bullock Academy.
Okay. The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. COVID-19 may have moved the season back a couple of weeks, but has not lessened expectations this season for the Camden County Wildcats. Camden will scrimmage Valdosta at Chris Gilman, and then open at home in Kingsland against Columbia. The Wildcats will host Glenn, Coffee, Marietta, and Tift. Tift will be a region tilt. Camden is scheduled to take to the road against Ribault, Oakley, Warner Robins, Colquitt, and Lowndes. Both Colquitt and Lowndes will be region contests. Be sure to check out all your favorite teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-5000. 4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, the show just keeps getting better. Knight Rider.
Wow.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's Island, free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601, competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your yellow wood pressure treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs.
Let me tell you what the SEC did to the ACC.
What did they do?
So the ACC comes out and says, hey, we're going to play an 11-game schedule. We're going to play 10 conference games, and we're going to allow every single one of our teams to play one non-conference game specifically so that Georgia Tech can play Georgia, so that Clemson can play South Carolina, and so that Florida State can play Florida, specifically for those three teams, because those are big marquee games.
Right.
So the ACC announces that they're going to allow one non-conference. Everything else is 10 conference games.
Right.
A couple days later, the SEC comes out and says, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're only going to play 10 games, and they're all going to be conference games. We're not playing your crossover conference games. So do what you want to, ACC. The SEC is not participating.
That's because Alabama doesn't have a crossover rival.
Sure they do.
Who?
That's non-conference.
They don't have that kind of game. They play Auburn in the Iron Bowl. That's their UAB. Biggest rivalry game.
UAB.
They don't have that. They don't have that big game.
You're
like
telling
that.
Me that Alabama UAB is not a big rivalry game?
I'm just telling you that it didn't benefit Alabama, so SEC went to a 10-game conference schedule.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling you.
Do you look forward to the Alabama UAB game every year? Does Alabama play UAB every year?
No, I don't think they do. They play Auburn every year, but I guarantee you this: if Auburn was in the ACC, it'd be a 10-game plus one playing the SEC. ACC crossover game.
So what you're trying to tell me is the SEC is catering to Alabama.
Get your head out of the sand, Jason. That's been that way since 1933.
Spoken by a very bitter Georgia fan. Keep going. I'm listening.
No, I'm just telling you. Anybody that's not an Alabama fan will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They may not tell you publicly like I'm doing here on the radio. And privately, they'll tell you that the SEC has always catered to Alabama.
Always catered to Alabama. Wow. Okay. Keep going.
I mean, that's the perception that's out there. Ask a Florida fan. Ask an Auburn fan. Ask an LSU
fan.
Well,
every team in the West is going to say that.
Okay. Just, you know, it's out there. I wouldn't expect. You just picked Pierce County to finish ahead of Lowndes and Valdosta and all these teams in a preseason ranking. So, I mean,
I didn't pick them to finish ahead. I picked them higher in my ranking.
Yeah, so it's obvious that you don't understand the delicate football conversation that we're having right now.
Delicate. So what you're saying is, okay, you're telling me that the SEC caters to Alabama above every other school in the SEC, that when it becomes down to Alabama versus what's best for Alabama versus what's best for whoever else, Alabama's always going to win that argument with the SEC?
Let me just break it down.
Because Alabama's not Texas.
Let me break this down for you. You ready?
Okay.
All right. If Auburn...
He's breaking it down.
...or Tennessee, who are Alabama's two biggest rivals every year on their schedule, if those two teams were in, say, the ACC, you would have a 10-plus-1 game schedule this year in 2020, because they would not have done that to Alabama. I'm a little aggravated with the athletic directors at the University of Georgia, the University of Florida, the University of Kentucky, and the University athletic director at South Carolina, voted against it. He was the only AD on record that voted against the proposal. All the rest of them voted for it. So I'm a little disappointed in the UGA athletic director, Florida athletic director, and the Kentucky AD who just didn't fight for these traditional non-conference games. Clemson and South Carolina played every year since 1909. Georgia and Georgia Tech played every year since 1925. Florida and Florida State started playing in 1958, and Kentucky and Louisville, that's a Kentucky state championship. Those games should have been played. 70 miles, you're sitting here and you're talking about possibly looking at, let's look at Florida. Florida's going to pick up two additional conference games to go to for the 10-game schedule. Where is Florida going to go? They'll probably go to Texas A&M or Arkansas or somewhere like that and travel 1,500, 2,000 miles rather than go 150 miles and play in Florida State Tallahassee. That's come on, man. You got to do better than that.
So what you're trying to tell me is that the SEC caters to Alabama over everybody else in the SEC?
I'm telling you the SEC historically has catered to Alabama.
Say that again now.
Historically, the SEC has catered to Alabama.
Kip's just going to do what he wants to do. In case you're just tuning into the show for the very first time, this first time you've listened, that's normally what happens. Kip does his own show while we do this. Kip does his own show over here by himself while we're doing another show that everybody else wants to hear.
I got you like Facebook Live things coming across your feed saying absolutely. Facebook, absolutely, right here on my feed. Yeah. So what are you asking me, Jason? I'm not one of these PC. I'm not a PC guy. I'm going to tell you, people tune into this show, which is one of the big reasons we got bumped to the big leagues, and now we're broadcasting out to the big boys this week, is because they tune in here and they want to hear the truth every week. So you go ahead and politically spin the question you want to ask me, and then I'll give you a direct answer. Yeah, after all, it is an election year. I get it. Okay,
I'm not touching that. Up on Facebook, or up on Twitter, rather, you can find one of the questions of the week from our show on Twitter, Bishop_show. Does the SEC cater to Alabama over the rest of the ACC?
SEC.
Yeah.
You said ACC.
No, I didn't.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. That one was thrown in just for you, Kip.
It's good stuff right there.
Arguable.
Woo!
Oh, jeez.
My buddy Scott Spence can sing that song. He's good. Karaoke, you turn on the karaoke machine, Scott Spence is going to sing Purple Rain. You can set the clock by it.
Even if the song that's not on isn't Purple Rain?
He's going to sing Purple Rain or Eric Clapton. That's his repertoire. That's what he's going to sing.
This is segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in. They have great. I was thinking about that baked ziti they have. I don't want anybody else to get it but me. Your only choice to come on in and unwind Boss Tweed Brews from Chicago Pipe Works Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. Man, I'm butchering this read. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
There's nothing new about you butchering
Ooh, Reed. Ooh, I butchered that one.
You're very good at butchering
Reed. That's the difference between me and you. I own up to my mistakes. You try to spin them.
No, that's actually not the case. When I make a mistake, I very graciously accept that I make it. The difference is that I just don't make a lot of them like you do.
Well, when you make mistakes, you'll come back and you'll try to fix it and try to fool our viewers. Like in a tape recorded segment, you'll pick two Super Bowl winners. You know, you get Kansas City, San Francisco. First part of the segment, you'll pick Kansas City to win. Last part of the segment, you'll pick the 49ers to win. And then you don't think our viewers pick up on that. You did that in the SEC championship game last year. Those are the kind of things you do. You'll like one of our comments on Facebook Live. Jason is Kool-Aid pouring again.
Let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
The team that I picked to win the Super Bowl, did they win the Super Bowl?
Technically, because you picked both teams to win.
All right, so this is what I want to do this segment. I want to, with high school football rankings behind us that we've already done, I want to give, since we're just now coming back to the studio, I want to give our listenership an extra treat to where I'm going to not only rank the high school teams, I'm now going to jump over to the college world, and I'm going to give you my top 10 college football preseason rankings.
Let me write these down. Number 10.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. At number 10, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oklahoma at number 10. Breaking in a new quarterback again, but that's what they do and make the playoffs seem like every year.
At number 9, Texas A&M.
No comment.
At number 8, the Texas Longhorns.
Wow. We've got some new sponsorship opportunities out in Texas coming up.
Maybe. Okay. At number seven, the Florida Gators.
Florida at number seven. Everybody's hounding the Gators. Gators, who's going to step up at running back and receiver for the Gators? Those are the questions I'm asking about Florida.
My question is their starting quarterback going to end up being their starting quarterback after the third game of the season?
That's a question, too.
At number six, Penn State.
Penn State. James Franklin's building a pretty good program up there.
Yes, he is. Now starts getting a little tough. At number five, Central Florida.
I'm not even writing that down. We'll get back to that. I knew you were going to come up with some kind of bogus garbage.
Central Florida's a good, they've got a good football team. Mackenzie Milton's coming back.
They will not beat Penn State, Florida, Texas, Texas A&M, or Oklahoma. They will not beat any one of those teams that you have just ranked them ahead of. And don't give me this how they're going to do with their schedule junk like you do with high school.
What did you almost say there?
Well, I can't say it on the radio. But UCF will not beat the five teams that you have them ranked ahead of.
I beg to differ.
Okay, you're just losing money. All right, go ahead. Number four.
At number four, the Georgia Bulldogs.
So you got Georgia as a playoff team.
According to this, yes.
Okay.
At number three, the Alabama Crimson Tide. At number two, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And the number one team, according to my college football preseason rankings, the Clemson Tigers.
Okay. I'll ask the obvious question.
Ask it.
Where's LSU?
Not on the list.
Where's Auburn?
Not on the list.
Both of them will beat the brakes off of UCF in 2020.
Well, the last time Auburn had a chance to beat UCF, they didn't.
The last time LSU had a chance, they had 978 yards.
And UCF played with a backup quarterback.
Huh.
How many yards UCF have in that game, by the way? I want to talk about that.
They lost.
With a backup quarterback.
I mean, I'm not into moral victories on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on K-Bay 106.3. I'm into actual wins and losses. Moral victories, that's for losers.
Central Florida beat Auburn the last time they stepped on the field.
There's nobody in this top 10 that Central Florida could beat right now. Let's go down the list here. Number one, Clemson. Central Florida, score 42-13.
You're going to pick a score, too?
Yeah, okay. Ohio State, UCF, Ohio State would 38-10. Alabama, UCF, Alabama 41-17. Georgia, UCF, Georgia 38-7. Penn State, UCF, Penn State 27-10. Florida, UCF, Gators 23-7.
It's ridiculous.
Texas, UCF, Texas 34, UCF 20, because they don't play defense in the Big 12.
Okay.
Texas A&M, UCF, Texas A&M 27-20. Oklahoma, UCF, Oklahoma 35-29, because Oklahoma plays no defense. There you go. Score predictions of all those games against UCF. That would mean against the top 10 on your list, UCF's 0-9. They would not beat a single team on the top 10 of your bogus. Well, it's a good-looking poll except for number 5. Who's not in here? Well, let's go through the Big 12. Oklahoma.
And Texas. There's only two teams over there.
Okay.
They're both in.
All right. Ohio State, Michigan.
Michigan doesn't know.
Michigan would beat Central Florida. Wisconsin would beat Central Florida.
Iowa would beat Central Florida. Now you're getting ridiculous.
Let me think. I can think of four or five teams that will beat Central
Florida.
You're
getting ridiculous.
In the SEC, teams that would beat Central Florida.
There are literally four teams in the country that would beat Central Florida. Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson. That's it.
The only team...
I'm telling you, Central Florida is going to be loaded.
The only team in the SEC that wouldn't beat Central Florida in 2020 is Vanderbilt.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. COVID-19 may have moved the season back a couple of weeks, but has not lessened expectations this season for the Camden County Wildcats. Camden will scrimmage Valdosta at Chris Gilman and then open at home in Kingsland against Columbia. The Wildcats will host Glenn, Coffey, Marietta, and Tift. Tift will be a region tilt. Camden is scheduled to take to the road against Ribault, Oakleaf, Warner Robins, Colquitt, and Lowndes. Both Colquitt and Lowndes will be region contests. Be sure to check out all your favorite teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
There is never a circumstance in the world when that song plays, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you don't start dancing.
That's a good song. Run DMC, baby.
That's from your era.
Yes. That's funny. A lot of these rejoined beds are a lot from that era. Purple Rain, It's Tricky. It's a lot of good songs. Then, of course, the one you put in, The Knight Rider.
Well, I like The Knight Rider.
Yeah.
I like Knight Rider. Mario Brothers is in there, too.
Yes, yes.
The NWO stuff's in there.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible, just to name a few.
You look like one of those NWO fans, by the way.
Oh, I take that as a compliment.
That's, yeah. I wouldn't, but you look like one of those little kids who would have been out there supporting the NWO shirts back in the day, in the 90s.
I still have an NWO shirt, shirt in my drawer.
Well, you do.
That I wear as PJ sometimes.
You wear it around the house?
Yeah. When I'm doing stuff, cutting grass.
Okay.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, the Strike Zone, and by Pristine Water.
Looking for a great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer to Strike Zone. At the end of the spur, I need my glasses.
Just words, man, words.
At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Oh, Lord. The Atlanta Braves are technically in second place in the National League East, trailing the Marlins, who the Marlins have only lost one game the whole year.
The Marlins probably want to pull a Central Florida and just say, hey, and just call off the season and give them a cardboard trophy and call them World Series champions.
But Central Florida's not calling the season off.
Well, you know, they claimed the national championship. The point I'm trying to make is you could finish the season off right now, and Miami could claim a World Series title, and you can go to Walmart or whatever, buy this big, huge poster board, and just cut out a cardboard championship trophy for them.
From now on, when you say, the point I'm trying to make is, I'm just going to interject right there and just say stupid.
Whatever.
Yeah. So the Braves are in second place at 5-3, 625 winning percentage. They are undefeated at home, 2-3 on the road. And they pulled one out of the hat last night against the division rival Mets.
They rallied late. The Mets bullpen completely.